We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire. You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular. Double feature.
It's a Story Spectacular Postcards from Planet Quark double feature. Today's spacey adventures are Message in a Bottle Rocket and Lava Park Adventure. If you enjoy these far-out stories, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the outer space show you can take on the go. Listen along while you're writing to your pen pal, while you're eating Martian mellows, or while you're riding in a bottle rocket. I'm your host, Angie. Today's show is a double feature with two spectacular space friend stories. First, we will hear all about what life is like for Quill on the planet Quark. Let's begin our first space story now. Dear Earth Kids, my name is Quill, and I'm from the planet Quark. I'm in the third grade at Eclipse Elementary. My class was given the assignment to send some postcards showing what life is like on planet Quark. I chose to send my postcards to you Earth Kids. Let's be pen pals. First off, I live in a spaceship on stilts with my parents and our Zog Zax. Near my house, there's a playground. It's where I like to ride my hoverboard. Some of my friends like to ride their hoverboard up on Crater Ridge, but I don't like to go there. Do you want to know a secret? Even though I live way up here in outer space, I'm afraid of heights. There was this one time when I was able to ride my hoverboard all the way up to the top of Crater Ridge, but once I saw how high up I had reached, I was too afraid to ride back down. I guess you could say I space chickened out. Good thing my trusty Zog Zax came to the rescue. I sat down on the hoverboard while Zax towed me back down to the bottom of the ridge. Maybe someday I will try to go up there again, but for now, I just like to ride my hoverboard here on the nice flat space pavement. Next to the playground is a comet ball court. We play until 30 points, or until all of the balls spontaneously combust, whichever comes first. I also like to play Whisbee! So does Zax. On Zen days, I have my Zuba lesson. I still need a little work. At night, before bed, I like to read my favorite vomic books. And I always take a look out through my telescope. Oh, cool. I think I can see your house from here. Hey, Earth Kid. Then I go to bed in my zero gravity chamber. Just kidding. It's not really a zero gravity chamber. It's just my space blanket fort. Life sure is fun on Planet Quark. I love all of my space hobbies and activities. Maybe you have some similar activities that you like to do on your planet. Maybe you even like to dance. Here is some of my favorite space music for you to jam to. More postcards coming soon. Until then, have a rockin' orbit. Thanks for sending us postcards, Quill, and for sharing some of your groovy space music. If you'd like to see Quill's postcards from today's episode, go to storyspectacular.com/postcards. While you're there, you can find out how to be pen pals with Quill and send in a postcard of your own. I think Quill's postcards are out of this world! And speaking of out of this world, Tildy is back with some fun facts about space. Tildy is a tortoise. She is one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She has traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share three fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have some fun facts about space. Fact one. There are all kinds of objects floating around in our galaxy. Sometimes a space rock will fall from the sky and land on the ground. This is called a meteorite. Think about that next time you pick up a pebble.
Gosh, I'd like to find a lucky space rock.
Fact 2. Many planets have volcanoes on them. The planet Mars has a volcano so large that it is 3 times the size of Mount Everest.
Wow, that's the tallest mountain on Earth. That's one ginormous volcano.
Fact 3. Our planet Earth has just one beautiful moon, but the mighty planet Jupiter has at least 53 moons.
Wow, I'd like to moonwalk on all of them.
Too, Angie, me too. If I ever become the first turtle in outer space, I'll be sure to come back and let you know.
Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon to share even more fun facts.
Goodbye, young ones.
Today's show was out of this world. We heard from our space friend, Quill, and learned a little bit about his home planet, Quark. We also learned some fun facts about space from our friend, Tildy the Tortoise. I think space is stellar.
Story spectacular. Double, 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 double feature.
For our second feature, we will hear all about Quill's birthday party at the Lava Park. Will Quill be brave enough to go down the lava slide? Let's find out and begin our second spacey story now. Hello again, Earth Kids. Quill here. It was my birthday on Saturn Day, and guess where I went? To a lava park! I invited my two best friends, Beulah and Nova.
Hooray! Let's go!
First, we went on the bumper ships. Nova collided with Beulah and made a sonic boom! After that, we went on the swinging asteroid ride. The asteroids start out flying in a slow circle. Then they speed up and start going berserk. It was a really fun ride, but it gave me the dizzies. Next, all three of us piled onto a raft and we raced down the black hole slide. We started at the top and then slid down a tube in the pitch black darkness. Then, near the bottom, I could see a bright light at the end of the tunnel. We flew out of the black hole chute like a shooting star and landed on a Milky Way cloud. All of these rides were making me hungry. So we met my parents over by the magma pool and had some moon cake. They all sang Happy Space Birthday to me.
Happy, happy space birthday.
Mom said we had to wait 45 minutes after eating before we were allowed to go swimming in the magma pool. So we took a little break and had some rest and then hopped into the pool. Beulah made some big waves, and Nova made some sonic splashes. Then we had a space race. We all swam from one end of the magma pool to the other. I asked Mom who won the race. She laughed and said,
"It was a tide."
For the last ride of the day, Beulah and Nova really wanted to ride down the Valiant Volcano Lava Slide. It's the tallest ride in the whole park. You have to climb all the way up to the top of a towering volcano. I'm very afraid of heights, so the idea of going down this ride was pretty scary. I gathered up my courage, and Beulah, Nova, and I climbed to the top of the volcano. Then, one by one, my friends went down the slide. I was really sweating. I mean, it's a lava slide. If I really wanted to, I could have just turned around and walked back down. But then I thought, it's my birthday. Maybe now that I'm a year older, things won't be so scary. So I hopped on the fireproof inner tube and rode down the lava slide. Wahoo! My parents and friends were very shocked to see me go down the slide.
Holy space cow!
Needless to say, I made a big splash. We all had so much fun at the park. It was out of this world! That's all for now, Earth Kids. More postcards coming soon. Until then, here's some more funky space music for you to listen to. Hope you have a blast! Thanks, Quill. I'm so glad you overcame your fear of heights and took a ride down the lava slide. Also, thanks again for sharing some more funky space jams with us. If you would like to see some of Quill's postcards at the lava park, go to storyspectacular.com and click on Quill's postcards. While you're there, you can also find out how to send in a postcard of your own. They are out of this world! I just love getting letters, don't you? Well, today is our lucky day because we have another letter to read. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends.
Animail!
Today's Animail comes from our listener, Stephen the Seagull. He writes, Dear Angie and friends, my name is Stephen the Seagull. I have traveled all around the world and I have seen every ocean. I just finished listening to the episode about Lawrence the Lighthouse. I love visiting lighthouses. They are the perfect place to stop and rest. I like to sit on the tip top of the towering lighthouse and look at the spectacular views. One time, I even got to visit Lawrence. I flew into the bay where he lives and landed on top of his head. He asked,
"Who are you?"
"Why, I'm Stephen the Seagull," I replied. He said,
"Well, if you're a seagull, why aren't you in the sea? Right now you're in the bay, so maybe I should call you a bagel."
Lawrence and I both laughed at the funny joke. He is now one of my favorite lighthouses to visit. Maybe I will fly to a beach near you someday. But for now, thanks for the show, and I can't wait to hear more episodes of Story Spectacular. Signed, Stephen the Seagull. Thanks for the silly story, Stephen. I'm really glad you got to meet Lawrence the Lighthouse. Looking forward to reading more animal from our animal listeners soon. We sure hit the jackpot with all of our wonderful mail today. We heard from Quill, our space alien friend from the planet Quark. We learned about his awesome adventure at the lava park. Happy birthday, Quill! We also read some animal from our animal listener, Stephen the Seagull. I love getting mail, and I can't wait to read more.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can get free song downloads and printable activity pages too. Thanks for tuning in to this special double feature presentation. Thanks for listening.
See you next orbit!